Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
What are we going to do in our lesson today, Miss Gold?
We're going to talk about the class visit to Sunny Farm, David.
Great. When are we going to go?
Next Monday. Write it down, then you won't forget.
Okay.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
We're going to meet the farmer there.
What's his name? Do you know?
Yes, it's Mr. Boyles. That's B-O-Y-L-E-S.
Okay, I've written that down too. What does he grow there? Vegetables?
No, he grows flowers and then he sells them to people in other countries.
Wow, I've never seen that kind of farm before. Is it a big farm, Miss Gold, with lots of fields?
Well, David, he has 35 fields. It's a very interesting farm to visit.
Great, but what will we do there?
I'd like you to do some drawing there. We'll learn about his work first, and then he's going to show you his insects. They're his hobby. I want you all to draw them.
Oh, I don't like them. Do we have to do that?
Yes. They aren't dangerous ones, David. The farmer keeps them in big boxes in his house. You don't have to pick them up if you don't want to.
Good. And are we going to go to the farm by car?
We thought about that, but then we decided not to. We're going to go in the school bus.
That sounds exciting.
Yes, it'll be a good day, I'm sure.
Now listen to part 2 again.
We're going to meet the farmer there.
What's his name? Do you know?
Yes, it's Mr. Boyles. That's B-O-Y-L-E-S.
Okay, I've written that down too. What does he grow there? Vegetables?
No, he grows flowers and then he sells them to people in other countries.
Wow, I've never seen that kind of farm before. Is it a big farm, Miss Gold, with lots of fields?
Well, David, he has 35 fields. It's a very interesting farm to visit.
Great, but what will we do there?
I'd like you to do some drawing there. We'll learn about his work first, and then he's going to show you his insects. They're his hobby. I want you all to draw them.
Oh, I don't like them. Do we have to do that?
Yes. They aren't dangerous ones, David. The farmer keeps them in big boxes in his house. You don't have to pick them up if you don't want to.
Good. And are we going to go to the farm by car?
We thought about that, but then we decided not to. We're going to go in the school bus.
That sounds exciting.
Yes, it'll be a good day, I'm sure.
That is the end of part 2.